This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
This is Mary Grady with AvWeb, and today we're talking with Andy Sebula in Washington, D.C. He's AOPA's lead guy there for legislative affairs, and he's going to talk to us about what's been going on in the new legislative session and what's coming up that will affect general aviation. So, Andy, if you could start out just telling us about the stimulus package and the status on that.
Well, one of the big priorities of the administration, the new administration, the incoming administration, has been to have Congress pass an economic stimulus package. So our goal, and we've worked in close partnership with others in the aviation community, our goal is to make sure that aviation was not excluded from that package. And I'm really pleased to say that a draft, kind of an outline of what's going to be in the comprehensive legislation, was released today. And the good news is that there's $3 billion worth of spending in there for airport improvement program, which is obviously very, very important to pilots across the country, because airport infrastructure is absolutely critical for us.
Okay, and what kind of projects will that be used on, do you know, or is that just up to the individual airports?
Well, what the FAA will do, the FAA will get the money, and then they'll distribute it to airports based on their typical traditional priority system. So it could go for runway overlays. It could go for runway extensions, perhaps even the construction of a new runway, ramps, the airport infrastructure that that pilots need to operate safely, or for airports that are looking to do some development work or do some expansion work.
Okay, and how about funding for the next-gen ATC infrastructure?
Well, one of the things that we've really been pushing for as a community is for there to be a bank of money that could be used to invest in what's referred to within Washington, D.C. circles, at least, as the next generation air traffic control system. And in particular, we've partnered with the airlines and the manufacturers for financing for equipment that would actually be installed in aircraft. Now, right now, that was not included in the package that was outlined today, but even this afternoon, we're going to be up on Capitol Hill meeting with folks to continue pushing for this this idea. It's a little bit more difficult, I think, for members of Congress to understand that technology in an aircraft is equally as important as, let's say, pavement on the ground. But to get people to understand that investment is important to moving ahead, that's really something that we're having to emphasize and go through a lot of explanation on.
So is there anything that GA pilots and our readers can do? Should they be contacting their legislators?
Well, you know, it's always helpful when members of Congress are doing local meetings, whether they're formal meetings where they're asking for input, like maybe some sort of a town hall meeting, or if they run into their elected officials just as they're back in the congressional district, to make sure that they understand that aviation should not be left out of the infrastructure investments. It seems like that kind of a broad message is one of the simplest ways to continue pushing that aviation is important to the economy and it's important to communities all across the country, and it should not be left out. That basic message is really important for these members of Congress to hear when they're back in their districts.
Great. And what is the time frame on that $3 billion in AIP funds? When will pilots start to see that trickle down into their neighborhood?
Well, the legislative process is certainly not a precise science. And what will happen is, over the course of the next several weeks, there'll be hearings and there'll be discussions, and then the legislation will actually move through. At this point in time, I'm not sure that I'd want to hazard a guess, because if I were to say, let's say it would be within the next couple of months or even the next month, something could come up and either make it happen more quickly or delay it. You can't always tell the way the winds of politics are going to blow, which is, again, another reason why we'll continue to push for changes in the legislation, because, again, until it's actually signed into law, it's not a done deal.
Okay. Now, I also understand that this being kind of the first of the new session down there in Washington, that a lot of the aviation groups that in the past have been at loggerheads on issues are working together on some of these funding topics. And I wonder if you see any advantage to that going forward as far as the user fee issues and everything else that's going to be coming up over this year.
Well, I can assure you AOPA will not change its position on user fees, no matter how closely we're working with the airlines on a lot of other issues. What's really been good is that it does underscore that all of us, the airlines and the manufacturers and the various general aviation users and airline pilots, we all understand that federal investment in the infrastructure of the aviation industry, whether it's airports or the air traffic control system, it's very, very important. And that's really been the unifying factor. The hope is that as we move through the year, and it looks like the way things are going to happen, the FAA bill will probably be pushed off until the beginning of the next fiscal year, so that'll be the in the fall. But we're going to have to go through a lot of discussions. My hope is that based on our experience here, that we'll be able to come together. For AOPA, though, members have made it very clear to us they're opposed to user fees, and they have some real concerns about some of the tax proposals that were on the table in the last session that would have really dramatically increased aviation taxes. But all in all, I think that it really does bode well that we can, in fact, work together. And when you work together, it's definitely easier to get things done.
Okay, very good. And is there anything else going on there that you think our readers need to know about?
Well, probably one of the other things that they may have read about is that President Bush had asked for funds to be released under the TARP program, and there was some debate about whether any companies that received that money would have to divest of their aircraft. And there was some language actually in there at one point in the legislation, and I'm pleased to say that this afternoon the House voted. They voted to drop that language, and so it's going to move ahead. But it really does underscore an issue that AOPA is going to be spending a lot of time on this year, and that is to help members of Congress understand that general aviation aircraft are important tools, important assets, in the pursuit of business and in economic development. There's really been this misperception that there's something other than that. That there's some kind of a perk, and so I think we're gonna have to make sure that we're countering that misperception.
Okay, well, thanks, Andy. I know you have more work to do there today, so we're going to wrap it up. And again, this was Mary Grady with AvWeb talking with Andy Sebula from AOPA in Washington, D.C.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.